The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hey, folks.
I had a good
break. Thanks for tuning us in. Here we are, a Monday, March 11th, 2019. I'm James Kelso in this live program from North Dakota, entitled The Trump Phenomenon. So here we are, documenting another 24 hours of the Trump Phenomenon since our last meeting yesterday, Sunday, our two-hour show. So let's try to cover a little bit of the action anyway in the ensuing 24 hours. And I invite you to add your commentary and things you've noticed that I may have missed at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And as I signed off yesterday, never a dull moment in the Trump era, in the Trump phenomenon. Another 24 hours in which there was never a dull moment. Now, the most lively story, let's see. Well, it may be the most lively story in the last 24 hours is the dust up between Ann Coulter and Donald Trump. And I'm like you. I'm assessing the situation, trying to figure out. You know, this is like watching an incredible wrestling match or a contest of some sort. And what am I hoping? I'm hoping that both people in the arena win. I don't want to see Ann Coulter do a smackdown on Donald Trump, and I don't want to see him do a smackdown on Ann Coulter, because they're both really good people. They're both patriots. And I'm going to try to... Well, you'll hear me thinking out loud. You'll hear me trying to, you know, just like you, make heads or tails of what the two of them are saying. Now, the executive summary, the short summary of what's occurred is that Ann Coulter, having been one of the biggest boosters of Donald Trump, one of the real cheerleaders for Trump, like yours truly, she documented that. I mean, just look at the title of the book. In Trump We Trust, E Pluribus Awesome. I mean, you could not write a more I love you, Donald, title than that. In Trump We Trust. You know, I mean, it's, you know, I'm, you know, our coinage, you know, and money says in God we trust. So that's, you know, that's reaching high there. The demand coming down the escalator is parting the clouds. So, and then E Pluribus Awesome, a similar high reach there. play on E Pluribus Unum. So the, well, so having been one of the biggest cheerleaders, Ann Coulter is disappointed at some of the results, some of the current performance of Donald Trump. And she is, I believe, and she certainly is doing it, she's trying to get his attention and motivate him to be more aggressive, to fight a little harder. And I think it's working. I think she has succeeded in that. And now the question comes, is she right in her concern? So we'll analyze that question as well. And then just speaking sort of generically, backing up from the particulars of who's right and who's wrong on any one particular, is it a good thing to have a good debate on the right? You bet. You bet it's a good thing. Like some of the best reading you'll ever find is constitutional debates. Debates sparked by the Federalist Papers. Great minds like Madison and Jay and Jefferson, Franklin, debating fundamental questions. George Mason at the Constitutional Convention, George Mason holding out for a Bill of Rights, saying this isn't, you know, this isn't strong enough in protecting the rights of individuals. So, and then there are even, well, you can even get more fundamental than that, you know, another debate, you want to get even more profound, the Loyalists in the American colonies, did they have a case? Did they have a point of view that could be defended? Hey, yes, they did. You don't hear much about that because, of course, the winners write the history and the Loyalists lost. That is, the Loyalists being those of your ancestors and mine who did not feel a revolution against King George III was needed or a good idea, and who argued for a different path of action. That went beyond just debate. That was that got ugly, unfortunately. A lot of those Loyalists had to move to Canada and other places. And I think if any of you are more astute historians of the colonial period than I am, and of the Revolution, the best my reading produces is that the lineup of our population, of our ancestors, was one-third of our ancestors were supporters of a revolution, one-third were Loyalists, that is, opponents of a revolution, and the another third were in the middle, on the sidelines, weren't sure. So, but my point now, bringing it up to the present moment here, Ann Coulter versus Donald Trump in the octagon. And then my hope for the outcome of the whole thing, I hope that Ann Coulter spurs the president to even greater performance. I hope, well, that's one of my hopes. So, and the show is open to you, of course, for your thoughts, 800-313-9443. Now, what's the latest ding in round, whatever round we're in, the bell rang today at the Kravis Center in Palm Beach at the Forum Club meeting, the Forum Club of the Palm Beaches, that's the name of the club, sponsored a talk by Ann Coulter today, a luncheon, and the Palm Beach Post coverage of it says there were 600 people in attendance. That's a big crowd. And the Palm Beach Post, of course, would have no particular love for Ann Coulter or Donald Trump. Like almost every newspaper in the country, it's a left-wing rag. But she, I have not seen a video yet of her speech go up. I would have watched it if I had found it earlier today. I would have watched it. I'll look for it tonight and share anything with you that's really good tomorrow, tomorrow's show. Now, one of the characteristics of Ann Coulter, of course, is she is very acerbic. She is sharp-tongued. She doesn't mince words. So, she, and this is conducive to getting people's dander up. And she's done that with Donald Trump. She called him an idiot. And then she had some more names for him today. And we know that Donald Trump does not like to be called names and doesn't like to be punched. So, and, you know, bless them both. Anyway, so that happened today, so I'll share a little of that with you. And let me see, another thing I'd like to talk about in tonight's show. I just finished watching Tucker Carlson's show tonight on Fox, and it was sheer genius. His opening statement, which is about 6 minutes long, just a tremendous, I could not do better in his explanation of what is going on. What is the left all about? What is the biggest mistake that the right, our people, what mistake are we making? Carlson nails it. One of his most powerful points is that we are in a situation where, and I'll pat myself on the back for making the same observation on this show. The left understands that this is a war. Well, first of all, there is a war going on. It does not take two to tango with war. It only takes one person shooting to make a war. The left has been shooting for a long time. They understand that they are in a war with us. But we don't, our side is taking the incoming fire and sucking its thumb. Not, how can you do this? How can you not be aware that you are under attack? but that's the situation. That the this has characterized the Republican Party for decades. So it's a, and the Republican Party's response to the assault on the Republican Party is to try to make friends, is to try to make nice. Can't we all just get along? And there's only one outcome to a, what do they call that kind of combat? They call it asymmetrical. Asymmetrical warfare. There's the ultimate asymmetric war, one in which one side doesn't even realize its war is being made upon it. There's your ultimate asymmetry. And that's the situation we're in. Now, you folks out there in the audience for this show, you understand it's a war, and you are suited up, and you're in the war. But we're too small. Now, that's another point that Tucker Carlson made tonight brilliantly. My gosh, it just sends shivers down my spine to think we've got somebody this smart on the good guys' team. He makes the point that how small we are in numbers. He makes the point that in the media, the world of the big media, there is only one opposition voice, that is Fox. Oh, we have to include Breitbart. I think Breitbart could be called big media at this point, but that's a judgment call. They need to do more growing. But clearly, in the big, big media, Fox, big, is the only opposition voice, the only patriotic voice. And Carlson makes even more clarification of that. It's not the entirety of Fox. He doesn't dwell on that, but he says it in this way. He says, only a few hours. This opposition occupies only a few hours of the opinion shows. So I didn't realize it was a name for shows like his. It's an opinion show. It's Tucker Carlson Tonight. Sean Hannity has, I guess, the name for, is an opinion show. So his central focus is not, I'm going to cover today's news. Earlier in other shows, devote themselves to it. This is today's news. An example of that would be the Shepard Smith show. I don't know what the hell he calls it, but he pretends to be covering the news. And he makes the point, I think most forcefully, that Fox is not, in fact, a bunch of all good guys. Shepard Smith is a bad guy. And there are others there at Fox who are just as bad as CNN or MSNBC. But anyway, Carlson makes the point. It's down to one little group. And he makes another reference. He doesn't dwell on this. I haven't heard him say this before, that war is being made on his show specifically. They're trying to take out Tucker Carlson, they being the bad guys, who dominate, who have all the other media. They've got everything else. And he says this very eloquently. He says, they've got everything. They have all the shows, all the media, all the papers, all of academia, all of the press, all of publishing, all the movies, all the entertainment. They have it all except a couple shows on one network. And for them, for the left, that's too much. Having a couple hours against their Niagara Falls of thousands of hours is too many hours. They want complete shutdown of opinion, of opposition. They want their version of democracy is they win. Everybody gets to vote for them. If there's actual opposition and the other side actually has a chance to win, if the good guys have a chance to win, that's intolerable to the left. They want absolute, total, irreversible power over you. And George Orwell, among those geniuses who said this, the ultimate power they want is power over your mind, power over your freedom to think, and going even deeper, even your power to think. So first they'll take away your freedom to think. It will be impermissible that you speak your mind on anything. You have to bottle it up and keep it to yourself, whisper it to your friends, delete your messages. But then they, going deeper, this was what was painted in 1984, when they've really succeeded, you lose your ability to even think. In secret, in private, in whispered tones, you lose your ability to even think your own thoughts. And that is the ultimate victory of the left. And you know, you could say the ultimate victory of evil. That is hell. So, anyway, so there are a couple of things to talk about there tonight. Let's see. Another thing we could do, we could go to our tweets and see how Ann Coulter's tweeting after her appearance at the Forum Club. She lives right there. I don't know what her current abode is and so on, but Ann Coulter used to live in Palm Beach. I think she still does. And I used to live in West Palm Beach, which is adjacent. And I used to spend my time in the surf there, right where Ann Coulter was speaking here. We'll be right back right after this break.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, we're back, folks. It's Monday, March 11th, and covering the Ann Coulter talk tonight, or this afternoon, at the Forum Club in Palm Beach. And, you know, it's a small world. Funny how things things happen. Donald Trump, you know, I had no idea of this. Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago, which means from sea to lagoon, that means from the Atlantic, which is on one side of Mar-a-Lago, to the Lago, the Intracoastal Waterway, which is the other side of Mar-a-Lago, which is, this is the residence and club of Donald Trump. It's a spectacular estate that he bought, the former Marjorie Post estate of the Post Toasties fame, Post Cereal. And Donald Trump picked it up with a very intelligent purchase, smart purchase, and then developed the property to make it one of the premier locations on Earth. But I used to spend my time, part of my time, kayaking in the surf across the Lago. I used to kayak across the Lago, and then you could walk or drive the couple hundred yards across the Palm Beach Island to the Atlantic, where it's just fun to kayak in that usually pretty small surf that rolls in. It's beautiful. It's fun. It's clear water. It's just incredibly fun. Anyway, Ann Coulter lives right there, too. I've never been to her house, but she's right there. And it's just a small world. Here she is, Ann Coulter and Donald Trump in the octagon today. And here I am commenting about it. And I'm a partisan for both people. I love Donald Trump, and I love Ann Coulter. Thank goodness we have both of them. And so that's how I want to portray the match. You know, there are, Jim Jordan is a great congressman. He was a gold medalist. I don't think he got a gold in the Olympics, but he was a national champion, national and Division I champion in wrestling. Only one guy beat him. And I think he himself did it, beat the ultimate U.S. Olympic gold medalist. But Jim Jordan, in his wrestling matches, of course, these were friendly matches. Wonderful, all, 100% effort contests between friends. And that's how I like to view Ann Coulter's wrestling match with Donald Trump. Two Jim Jordans, two champions wrestling with each other. And one of them's going to, two champions. And they will both benefit. However the match turns out, or however it goes, both will learn and improve and develop their strength and skill in the match. And we will benefit because these people are our leaders. Ann Coulter is an intellectual leader for us. How many people like Ann Coulter do we have? Just think to yourself, look over at your library there behind you. Look at the books that you have. How many Ann Coulter books do you have? How many have you heard about? How many incredible talks from her have you heard? How many Ann Coulters are there in the world? Not many, folks. And likewise, Donald Trump. How many Donald Trumps are there? That's kind of an easy one. There's one. And and where would we be without Ann Coulter? Where would we be without Donald Trump? Between the two of them, I'd have to say, if we could only keep one on an island where we live or something, if only one could have happened, it'd have to be Donald Trump. I think Ann Coulter herself would agree with that. Not because she isn't great, not because her thinking and all of that stuff isn't beautiful, but because of scale. Donald Trump has changed the world. 63 million people voted for him. He's changed the course of history. And Ann Coulter, for all her brilliance and beauty, has not done that. She's changed a lot of people, changed a lot of things, and been a tremendous force for good. But Donald Trump, it's just a matter of scale here. It's like this radio show, my radio show, versus Tucker Carlson's. Tucker Carlson's is on a huge scale. He's changing history. The things he said tonight, just absolute genius. A few of you will hear me say some things that are maybe somewhat eloquent. You be the judge. But there aren't a whole lot of you, and you're all very appreciated. But, if you had to chuck one, Carlson or Kelso, which one would you chuck? Well, you'd have to chuck Kelso. You could only keep one because Carlson is changing the world, and I'm changing my corner. I'm improving my corner of the world, our corner. Well, let's see. Oh, let me go over here and look over. Look at our little corner of the world. I look at the phone board. It's empty. 800-313-9443. Don't be shy. Don't be. We'll be right back. Talk more about big bad Donald John Trump.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Big John, Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245.
Five.
Broad at the shoulder,
narrow to him.
And everybody knew you didn't give no
give
lip.
Give no lip to Big John. Hey, we're back, folks. Of course, Ann Coulter has given some lip to Big John. And, the fur is flying, but I love them both. And so the no biting, no eye gouging. Ding, round one. So now I want to, you know, if we had to have a referee in there in the ring, I think Tucker Carlson would be making a good referee to make sure there was no biting or eye gouging. Listen for a moment to Tucker Carlson. This is genius, folks. This is pure genius. And the fact that it's on your national television, the largest cable network is Fox, by far the largest. And the two most successful shows, I believe, are Hannity and Carlson. The fact that that's happening is a thing of beauty. Listen to this. Listen to this clear thinking. This man is a great philosopher. Here he goes, Tucker Carlson.
What they take from you in the end, you must continue to pretend that these things are true. You are bad. They are good. The system is on the level. But what if we stopped pretending for a minute? What if we acknowledge what's actually going on? One side is deadly serious. They believe that politics is war. They're not interested in abstractions or principles, rules or traditions. They seek power. They plan to win it, or it takes. If that includes getting you fired or silencing you or threatening your family at home or throwing you in prison, okay. They know what their goal is. If you're in the way, they will crush you. What's interesting is how reliably the other side pretends that none of this is happening. Republicans in Washington do a fairly credible imitation of an opposition party. They still give speeches. They tweet quite a bit. They make concerned noises about how liberals are bad. But on the deepest level, it's all a pose. In their minds, where it matters, Republican leaders are controlled by the left. They know exactly what they're allowed to say and believe. They know what the rules are. They may understand that those rules are written by the very people who seek their destruction. They ruthlessly enforce them anyway.
Now, and let me, excuse me for interjecting here, but realize that what Tucker Carlson is saying is he's not so much saying that they're unwittingly controlled by the left in the manner that George Orwell described in 1984. The left has gotten inside of the Republican heads. So they don't even realize they're controlled by the left. The left is setting the agenda and writing the rules. And the right, Republicans, are acquiescing in this.
Republicans in Washington police their own with a never-ending enthusiasm. Like trustees at a prison, they dutifully report back to the warden, hoping for perks. Nobody wants to be called names. Nobody wants to be Trump. How many times have you seen it happen? Some conservative figure will say something stupid or incomplete or too far outside the bounds of received wisdom for the moral guardians of cable news. Twitter goes bonkers. The mob demands a response. Very often, the first people calling for the destruction of that person are Republican leaders. You saw it with the Covington Catholic High School kids. You see it all the time. Kevin McCarthy spends half his day telling Republican members not to criticize progressive orthodoxy.
Did you hear what you just heard? Kevin McCarthy spends half his day telling Republicans not to oppose progressive orthodoxy. Kevin McCarthy is the leader of the House Republicans. He would be Speaker of the House if Paul Ryan hadn't kicked away their majority. That was a very biting thing that Tucker Carlson just said.
Paul Ryan did the same before him. A couple of years ago, the entire Democratic Party decided to deny the biological reality of sex differences, an idea that's...
You want to know how... Oops, I hit an ad there. Let me turn it down, get through that ad. Sorry. And these ads are becoming more and more intolerable. There we go. Okay.
Insane as it is dangerous. Republican leaders decided not to criticize them for it. They might get upset. This is a system built on deceit and enforced silence. Hypocrisy is its hallmark. Yet in Washington...
And what have we said on this show from the beginning? Hypocrisy is the left's middle name. Carlson's saying the very same thing.
It's considered rude to ask questions about how exactly it works. Why are the people who consider Bill Clinton a hero lecturing me about sexism? How can the party that demands racial quotas denounce other people as racist? After a while, you begin to think that maybe their criticisms aren't sincere. Maybe their moral puffery is a costume. Maybe the whole conversation...
Brilliant. Maybe their moral puffery is a costume. Carlson's not only a philosopher, he's a poet. And I think we all know it.
Conversation is an absurd joke. Maybe we're falling for it. You sometimes hear modern progressives described as new Puritans. That's a slur on colonial Americans. Whatever their flaws, the Puritans cared about the fate of the human soul and the moral regeneration of their society. Those are not topics that interest progressives. They're too busy pushing late-term abortion and cross-dressing on fifth graders. These are the people who write our movies and our sitcoms. They are not shocked by naughty words. They just pretend to be when it's useful. It's been very useful lately. The left's main goal, in case you haven't noticed, is controlling what you think.
Wow. The left's main goal, in case you haven't noticed, is controlling what you think. He nailed it. we nail it on this show, but we're not a national big show. This is hallelujah, brother, to see this on national television in the biggest network.
In order to do that, they have to control the information that you receive. Google and Facebook.
There's George Orwell, my cousin, Eric Arthur Blair. In order to do that, they have to control the information you receive. That is the theme of 1984. Control the information. Ultimately, you control the minds.
Twitter are fully on board with that. They're happy to ban unapproved thoughts, and they don't apologize for it. They often do. So do the other cable channels and virtually every major news outlet in this country. One of the only places left in the United States where independent thoughts are allowed is right here, the Opinion Hours on this network.
The Opinion Hours on this network. There are only a few of those Opinion Hours. You watch most of Fox, you watch, you know, I watch it all the time. It's on all the time on one of my screens. I just turn the volume up or down. It's on all the time. And most of it is, some of it's horrible, like Shepard Smith. And then a bunch of it is just kind of blah. But the Opinion Hours, Hannity, Carlson, Laura Ingraham, Jeanine Pirro, Mark Levin, those are good. Which is not, that's only part of Fox.
Just a few hours in a sea of television programming. It's not much, relatively speaking. For the left, it's unacceptable. They demand total conformity. Since the day we went on the air, they've been working hard to kill this show. We haven't said much about it in public. It seemed too self-referential.
Now, let that sink in. He lets that go right by because he doesn't want to dwell on it, I think out of modesty. But he said, since the beginning, they've been trying to get rid of this show. So there's a story. Tucker Carlson is having to fight for this show.
The point of this show has never been us. But now it's obvious to everybody. There's no pretending that it's not happening. It is happening. And so going forward, we'll be covering their efforts to make us be quiet. For now, though, just two points to leave you with. First, Fox News is behind us, as they have been since the very first day. Toughness is a rare quality at a TV network, and we are grateful for that. Second, we've always apologized when we're wrong, and we'll continue to do that. That's what decent people do. They apologize. But we will never bow to the mob. Ever. No matter what.
That was nice. That was nice. And of course, that last statement that Fox backs us 100%, you know, he's got his fingers crossed, as he said, of course. Because, well, just from his what preceded that. So that little island, that little bit of real thinking and real thought, which is only at Fox, it's precarious. It could go away. I mean, just think about it. It just takes a few phone calls from a few people who own a lot of Fox, and, you know, there you go. Adios, America, as Ann Coulter says. So, anyway, I'm sure you shared my. I played it right there. That I played the whole thing, in which Carlson sketches the entire picture. Well, let's take a couple of phone calls here. Ken is there in Fort Worth, and Dr. Kelly in California. Let's start with Ken in Fort Worth. Hi, Ken.
Howdy. Those wazzy leftist liberals. like that wazzy woony whiz over there in Massachusetts.
Yeah. Well, you know, Ken, I love something. Hey. I love something about you, Ken. And Tucker Carlson, in another part of the show, mentions this. One thing that the left, among the things the left will not tolerate, is being made fun of. And you've got that. Yeah, you've got that, sir. You've got that great sense of humor. And laughing at our enemies is one of the most devastating tools that we've got. Go ahead, Ken.
Hey, I've got a couple things. Trying to get my stuff here. That author, what's his name? I lost it here.
George Orwell?
No. Oh, okay. I wrote it down. I can barely read it. Roger Stone.
Yes.
He's got a new book out called The Myth of Russia Collusion.
Yes, a good one.
Yeah. You know, we have to talk for him now.
Yes, hey, the judge in his case, what's her first name? Berman is her last name. Judge Berman in the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, she has, and this goes right, this fits right in with what Tucker Carlson was saying. It's intolerable for her that Roger Stone should have any right to speak. For Judge Berman, and of course we use the term judge loosely here with her, there's no judgment at all for Berman. She will not tolerate a First Amendment. There is no First Amendment for her. Roger Stone has no rights. You may not believe this. She has issued now two orders to Roger Stone that I'm aware of, gagging him. He is now prohibited from speaking, I think her language is, in any substantial way about his case. Now, his case involves, dictators in the Mueller crowd trying to put Roger Stone in prison. In other words, basically ending his life. You know, he's an old guy, and whether he were old or young, this guy Mueller wanted to put Manafort away for 24 years. The guy's in his 70s. So these are. Go ahead.
You know who Sherman Skolnick was?
Yes.
You know who he was?
Well, it's vague, but go ahead.
Yeah, he was a reporter in Chicago. He smarted me up back about 74, 75. One thing he did, he sent me a list on the left side of the column, left side of the page, were banks, New York Bank, Chase Bank, Chicago Bank. And on the right side, it had the percentage of what they owned in ABC, CBS, NBC, and Time, and New York Times, and Los Angeles Times. And I looked at that, and I go, David Rockefeller controlled all of that? Time Magazine, Newsweek?
Well, let me say this about that, as Nixon said, Ken, is that the left, who owns how much percentage of this, that, or the other is one question. But the left is the left. And the left is what was that term they had? It's not the hive, the Borg. The left is a giant blob of people conforming with each other, controlling each other. And this must appeal to a certain kind of personality. I think it appeals to evil. So it attracts these people, and they glue themselves to this. So the left, whoever owns whatever, I don't think they have to call signals or give each other instructions. I think they simply glance at each other and know what to do. They conform to themselves, and they know instinctively that you, Ken, and the rest of the good people are their mortal enemies, and they know they're at war with you, and they can see, like that sucker punch we saw on video of the poor guy who was sucker punched by a left winger at Berkeley recently. He wasn't even looking. Another one is the bike lock attacker, who was a professor at Diablo State College in California. He has, I was in the store today, and I intentionally looked at the bike section to look at the bike locks, and I took one off the hook to see what was this guy. He was swinging a bike lock, folks, at the heads of patriots, and he was without their seeing him. And I took that bike lock by the curve in it, the hook, and I swung it a little bit, and I said, you know what? This is a lethal, very lethal weapon. These things are heavy. This would be like being hit in the head, not with a ball-peen hammer, worse than being hit in the head with a ball-peen hammer. And that's a murder weapon, folks, a ball-peen hammer. But this guy, they know they want to get us. They want to kill us. And this guy in the ball, the bike lock guy, he had a Confederate who stood in front of him looking innocent. He came up behind, following his Confederate. He came up on their intended target, who was talking to people naively, innocently, thinking that we're having a conversation and a debate. And then from behind the Confederate comes this the guy in the black mask hiding himself. But he was found out. This professor, a professor. Out comes the bike lock right in the temple. And he wasn't charged with anything. We'll be right back. Stay with me, Ken. We'll be right back.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extendovite. Hey, we're back, folks. And, you know what? There's a great poem, to see the, you know, I've forgotten the verse, but to see the universe in a grain of sand or in the palm of your hand. And one event can distill in the microcosm, can describe the macrocosm. And this attack by the bike lock attacker, Eric Clanton, professor of philosophy of all things, specializing in the ethics of politics. Yes. The ethics of politics. This professor, he didn't just attack the one person he hit in the temple with a bike lock that must weigh several pounds, worse than being hit in the head with a hammer. And it's got a protrusion to it. If you recall what those bike locks look like, there's a protrusion that turns it into a ball peen hammer. And it's got the swing power of a nunchuck, and that's the way he wields it. These are murder attempts, and he was doing it throughout the day at a Patriot rally. He's documented, he's filmed doing it a number of times, masked with Confederates, trying to kill people. But did he went on trial. The fact that he did this was documented in the trial. He pled guilty to, he admitted that he was the attacker. It was on film. And he was exposed by, took a lot of research by a lot of patriots. But he was nailed. And the judge sentenced him, get this, the prosecutor dismissed all the charges. The prosecutor, okay, get how the game is rigged, as Tucker Carlson was saying, that the rules are fair, the playing field is level. It's not. The prosecutor dismissed all charges. He didn't have to beat the charges. The prosecutor was on his team, was on the team of the attempted murderer. And he then pled on one charge of misdemeanor battery. Battery is touching. Misdemeanor touching. So if somebody grabbed your arm, that's misdemeanor battery. And then the judge, like Judge Berman, okay, for a left winger, for a right winger, like Roger Stone, hey, you don't even have the right to speak. For a left winger like Eric Clanton, pseudo professor, he got 3 days, 3 days jail with credit for time served. He didn't spend a single minute in jail after that trial. Not 1 minute. 3 days with credit for time served. He should have been sent to prison for at least 10 years for multiple attempted murders with that bike lock. And others in his team, he had a team of people with bike locks. There's the story right there. There's what Carlson was talking about. It's all illustrated in that microcosm. We will be back with more tomorrow. Thank you all. So long.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.